Hey friends, hey listeners, so glad you're tuning in today. My name is Chris Gillipo, the host of Side Hustle School, the only program, the only long-running program, I should say, producing daily podcasts, a new episode every single day, all about how to make extra money without quitting your job. And we do this in the form of case studies, questions and answers, and different little segments where we hear stories directly from side hustlers, right? People who are not necessarily, you know, full-on gung-ho entrepreneurs, always wanted to work for themselves. Often they have started in the corporate world, or they've started in, you know, some sort of job or career, and then they find a way to kind of create something on the side, sometimes eventually going full-time, which is exactly what we have here today. Other times, of course, doing something different. Now, let's see here. Last week, we heard from a destination wedding officiant who helps couples say their vows in faraway locales. Today, in our latest feature, we'll hear from a freelance corporate auditor, essentially kind of a consultant, who leaves his corporate gig to strike out on his own, first as a side hustle and now full-time. So what has happened since we first heard from Martin? Let's hear the report from him. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
Hi there. My name's Martin, and I've been a freelance corporate auditor for the past 2 years. I've always been interested in business and finance, and after years of working in corporate America, I decided to take my expertise and turn it into a side hustle. I started off small, reaching out to friends and family who own small businesses and offering my services. I was amazed how many people were eager to have an outside expert come in and take a look at their finances. I charged a reasonable rate and was quickly able to build a client base. As I gained more experience, I realized I had a real talent for finding areas where companies could improve their financial processes. I started reaching out to larger companies. To my surprise, several of them were eager to work with me, and I soon found myself with more work than I could handle. That's when I learned the most important lesson of all, how to charge for my work. I'd always been afraid of asking for too much money, but I quickly realized that if I underpriced myself, I was doing a disservice to both myself and my clients. I started charging a fair rate based on the job's complexity, and I was amazed at how willing clients were to pay it. Now, I work with a variety of clients, from small businesses to large corporations, and I'm always finding new ways to improve their financial processes. If someone else wants to start a freelance corporate auditing business, here's what I would advise. Do your research. Get a good understanding of the industry, the market, and what other auditors are charging. Start small. Don't be afraid to start with smaller clients and work your way up. You'll get experience, you'll build your portfolio, and gain the confidence you need to take on larger clients. Be proactive. Don't wait for clients to come to you. Reach out to potential clients and pitch your services. Attend events and network with other professionals in the industry. Be confident in your abilities and your value. Don't undercharge for your services. Make sure you're getting paid what you're worth. Be willing to learn and adapt. The auditing industry is constantly evolving, and you need to be prepared to keep up with changes and new developments. That's pretty much it, or at least that's the starting point. It's been a rewarding journey so far, and I look forward to the next 2 years.
Cheers, Martin. Thanks so much for sharing those updates with us. Glad to know you've been able to go full-time. And listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. Got so many people out there doing awesome stuff. And maybe there's something we can feature from you as well, perhaps. Who knows? If you've got a question or an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We try to build this podcast around what our listeners want. So don't hesitate to let me know. Notes for today, sidehustleschool.com/2280. Okay, that's it for now. Have a wonderful day. Take care of yourself. My name is Chris Gillipo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.